thing. Maybe I shouldn't have sat down and talked
to
his wife and asked her some specifics.
Oh, she can tell you everything you want to know. Names, dates, places. He's the woman that knows more about these kind of problems than anybody. Since they came here from Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Vi would be the one. Yeah. Uncle Paul would be, he'd tell you things about the mill.
Yeah.
That he would be reluctant to tell you. Uncle Paul doesn't remember like Aunt Vi does.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one. Yeah, Aunt Vi could tell you.
And Virginia, too. I mean, you know, because Virginia's older than George.
Now, who's Virginia?
His sister. You know.
Oh, your sister.
Yeah. She probably remembers more things, too.
She wasn't around here, though.
She was in nurse's training.
Well, you could, yeah.
Yeah.
You could talk to her, call Virginia.
What's her last name?
Schill, S-C-H-I-L-L.
I'm not positive that I will. I'll tell you what, S-C-H-I-L-L. I wanted to ask you, you know, about your father being a Democrat and how he managed that in the Republican climate. That was the main thing I was interested in. And then anything you knew about Father's honor. Because there's something about, I don't know. It seems like it was a setup for a lot of division. All the ethnic groups and the mill having a lot of control over things. And there wasn't that division, and I'm wondering why. You know, who was keeping things together?
I don't understand what you mean about your ethnic group. Your ethnic groups had their own parties, okay?
Uh-huh.
Their own celebrations.
And their own clubs.
And all their own clubs. But I don't think it had anything to do with the church. I mean, the church held them together. They were all one in the
mm-hmm.
church. But, and as far as the few Democrats, and I don't really, I cannot recall any other Democrat at the time.
Did you know the Lay family?
Lay.
L-E-Y. Frank Lay would be the son. He was, worked in the post office. I don't know if he was a postmaster or not. Now, he says he was a Democrat all his life. He didn't just wait till it was popular to become a Democrat.
Where did their family live originally, George? Where did they come from?
Right here. That was Doc Layers.
Mm-hmm.
Not Lay doesn't ring a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Ferrier. Fred Ferrier was a barber for years. He was in. I don't know what his... I think he was a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember... To be honest with you, too many Democrats. But I can't think of one. But,
well, how about the Espies?
They didn't have political views like my father did.
Uh-huh.
Mainly because Joe Espy wasn't active in any Italian organization, and he wasn't active like that.
Uh-huh.
He was a shy person.
Uh-huh.
No, Joe wasn't. Boys. His son Joe is very active in politics.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chuck was for a while. I don't know too much. I know more about Joe and Roy and Bill. I see Bill all the time. I should send him 15 minutes and say anything.
Mm-hmm.
No, his father was not active at all.
Do you still go to St. Titus?
No, I go to Our Lady Fatima. Yeah, I'm going to, ever since we moved out here, we've been in this parish at the same time. And so once in a while, you used to go on Sunday mornings. And when I played golf, I'd run down to the 6 o'clock Mass on Sunday. So I'd go play golf.
Mm-hmm.
And our church is right up here. Close.
Anything else specific right now that I want to ask you?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.